Good morning. My name is John Waits, and I'm the honorary curate here at St. Margaret's in Chipstead. This is the Book of Common Prayer, Holy Communion, as set for the period of Lent. And during Lent, two slight changes. We omit the Gloria at the end, and we have the full Ten Commandments at the beginning. Now, just obviously, we're not all able to be in church for this service for a variety of reasons. So let me use the spiritual prayer of communion, taken from Great St. Mary's Church in Cambridge. It's a beautiful way to remember Jesus and that he is with us at this Eucharist, like he is at any other Eucharist. It's inspired by a prayer of St. Richard of Winchester. Thanks be to you, Lord Jesus Christ, for all the benefits you've given me, for all the pains and insults you have borne for me. I ask you to come spiritually into my heart. O most merciful Redeemer, friend and brother, may I know you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly, day by day. Amen. Now, if it's your habit, you might like to pause here for a moment and just get the bread and the wine ready for later on in the service. We say together the prayer of preparation. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear these commandments which God has given to his people and examine your hearts. God spake these words and said, thou shalt have none other gods but me. You respond, Lord, have mercy upon us, and incline our hearts to keep this law. Thou shalt not make to thyself any graven image, nor the likeness of anything that is heaven above, or in the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down to them, nor worship them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, and visit the sins of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and show mercy unto thousands in them that love me and keep my commandments. Lord, have mercy upon us and incline our hearts to keep this law. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold them guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Lord, have mercy upon us and incline our hearts to keep this law. Remember that thou keep the Sabbath day holy. 6 days shalt thou labour and do all that thou hast to do, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt do no manner of work, thou and thy son and thy daughter, thy manservant and thy maidservant, thy cattle and the stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the seventh day and hallowed it. Lord, have mercy upon us and incline our hearts to keep this law. Honour thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the land which the Lord giveth thee. Lord, have mercy upon us and incline our hearts to keep this law. Thou shalt do no murder. Lord, have mercy upon us and incline our hearts to keep this law. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Lord, have mercy upon us, and incline our hearts to keep this law. Thou shalt not steal. Lord, have mercy upon us, and incline our hearts to keep this law. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbour's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbour's wife, nor his servant, nor his maid, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is his. Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee. The Collect for the Sovereign. Almighty God, whose kingdom is everlasting and power infinite, have mercy upon the whole church, and so rule the heart of thy chosen servant, Charles, our King and Governor, that he, knowing whose minister he is, may above all things seek thy honour and glory, and that we, and all his subjects, duly considering whose authority he hath, may faithfully serve, honour, and humbly obey him in thee and for thee, according to thy blessed word and ordinance. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, ever one God, world without end. Amen. We now have the collect, and after that there will be the readings, followed by the creed. The collect for the second Sunday of Lent. Almighty God, you show to those who are in error the light of your truth, that they may return to the way of righteousness. Grant to all those who are admitted into the fellowship of Christ's religion that they may reject those things that are contrary to their profession and follow all such things as are agreeable to the same. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever.
The reading is taken from Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord according to John, chapter 3, beginning at the first verse. Glory to you, O Lord. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him. Jesus replied, Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. How can someone be born when they are old? Nicodemus asked. Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born. Jesus answered, Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to the Spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, You must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. How can this be? Nicodemus asked. You are Israel's teacher, said Jesus, and do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen. But still you people do not accept our testimony. I've spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who come from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
We say our creed together. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things, visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who, for us men and for our salvation, came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory, to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Now please check our website for notices. There is one happy notice that we will have all through Lent and through Easter afterwards, which is that our wonderful new rector, Hannah Gordon, is going to be instituted on the 30th of May at 7:30 in the evening, and you're all very, very welcome to that great occasion. So now we have the sermon.
Hello, my name's Rachel Sanderson. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will speak through us now by the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen. When I was a child, I was encouraged to learn Psalm 121. Now, it came in great use when Tom and I lived and worked in Uganda. We lived in a place called Rugarama in Kabale, and at the end of a difficult, challenging working day, I would walk up Rugarama Hill, usually looking at my feet and at the stones, despairing and despondent at the difficulties of the day, thinking, woe is me. But then I would somehow lift my eyes up and to the Rugarama Hills and remember this Psalm 121. I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And I'd be so encouraged. Our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Now, it was probably written by David, either when he was a soldier being chased by King Saul, who was hell-bent to kill him and destroy him, or it was written by David when he was king, living in Jerusalem, when he could look out to the hills of the surrounding countryside and could remember the times when he was being chased by King Saul and when he was frightened for his life and when he was in difficulties, those times when God had miraculously kept him safe and saved him, those times of despair and difficulty, of fear, of not knowing. But when he had really powerfully seen the provision and protection of God. So for me, I like to think of King and his palace looking out to the hills, remembering God's faithfulness and God's help, and thinking, yes, I'm in a difficult time now, but I know that just as in the past God helped me, he will help me again. And I was reading the other day, Psalm 20, verse 7. It says, and this is again a Psalm of David, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord. And just a reminder that we can look up to the hills and look for help to the hills. We can look to our horses or our chariots or our cars or to ourselves for help, but that is not where our help comes from. Our help comes from the Lord who made all those things. Now at school, I was rubbish at grammar, absolutely shocking at English. And the reason I tell you this, I want to tell you a little story, and it's important that you take note of the punctuation of the grammar here. A panda walks into a pub. He orders a sandwich, eats it, then draws a gun and fires two shots in the air. Why? Asks the confused barman as the panda makes towards the exit. The panda produces a badly punctuated wildlife annual and tosses it over his shoulder. I'm a panda, he says at the door. Look it up. The barman turns to the relevant entry and sure enough finds an explanation. Panda. Large black and white bear-like mammal, native to China. Eats, comma, shoots and leaves. That actually comes from Lynn Truss, not Liz Truss, Lynn Truss' book called Eats, comma, Shoots and Leaves, The Zero Tolerance Approach to Punctuation. The reason for telling you that story is that ancient Hebrew had no punctuation in it. And when we look at the punctuation of that first verse of Psalm 121, depending on where you put the question marks and the comma, you get a different meaning. So much so that the King James's version, the first translation of Psalm 121, had a different feeling to it. It says, I lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help, full stop. Sort of implies that David was saying, my help cometh from the hills. Subsequent versions changed the punctuation to say, I lift up to my eyes to the hills, dash, where does my help come from, question mark. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. So very much the emphasis is on that our help doesn't come from the hills. Our help does not come from the horses, the chariots. Our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth and the hills that we look to. And here's a little challenge for us. Just as our help does not come from the hills, nor our horses, nor our chariots, nor should our help come from our new rector, Hannah. She will be our leader. She will be our guide. She will envision us, I hope. She will help us, I'm really praying, to lift up our eyes, to get our help from the Lord. So let's not get our help from the hills, or the horses, or the chariots, or from Hannah, although she will guide us so that we can get our help from the Lord who made all those things. And my question to us today is, what do we need help for? Are we going through difficult times? Are we in pain? Are we being threatened? Are we in difficulty? And if we are, what do these verses say to you today? Lift up your eyes. Don't look at your feet. Lift up your eyes to the Lord. Be reminded that whatever you are going through, you are not alone. God is with us. Be reminded that God is our strength, our help. That God loves us. Just as we read in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Whatever you are going through, lift up your eyes to the Lord. Your help comes from him who loves you, who cares for you, who wants to watch over you, who neither slumbers nor sleeps. Another challenge that I find from this psalm is, what happens to those who seemingly are not protected? The people in northern Syria and Turkey who died during that earthquake, the people in Ukraine who are suffering in that terrible war. Where is God in all of that? How is God watching over them? How is he? It says that the sun will not smite them by day nor the moon by night, but these people clearly are being smitten, or are they smited, or I told you I wasn't very good at grammar. It's one of those mysteries that I'm not sure I quite understand. But I came across this quote from The Magician's Nephew by C.S. Lewis, and I wanted to read it to you. Diggory's mother is dying, and Diggory is with Aslan, the lion, who is C.S. Lewis's allegory representation of Jesus, the Son of God. Let me read it. Diggory. But please, please, won't you, can't you give me something that will cure Mother? Up till then, he had been looking at the lion's great feet and the huge claws on them. Now, in his despair, Diggory looked up at its face. What he saw surprised him as much as anything else in his whole life, for the tawny face was bent down near his own, and, wonder of wonders, great tears stood in the lion's eyes. They were such big, bright tears compared with Diggory's own that for a moment he felt as if the lion must really be sorrier about his mother than he was himself. My son," said Aslan. "I know. Grief is great." God sent his son, Jesus. God loves us. God is with us. He suffers with us. He knows. He is our strength. He is our help. David speaks in Psalm 23 of, "Even though I walk through the valley of death, I fear no evil." David himself walked through the valley of death. And I believe that Ukraine is in that time. I believe that northern Syria and Turkey are in that time. God is with those people. God neither slumbers nor sleeps. He stays with us and he goes through us, through things with us. So let us pray for the earthquake zone. Let us pray for Ukraine. Let us pray for those around us we know who are going through tough and difficult times. And let us pray for ourselves, always lifting our eyes up to our surroundings, knowing that the Lord is watching over us, that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, on the Lord. Amen.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Lay not up yourselves treasure upon the earth, where the rust and moth doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither rust nor moth doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. All things come of thee, and of thine own do we give thee. Whoso hath this world's goods, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? The intercessions. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's Church, militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all men, we humbly beseech thee and most mercifully beg thee to accept these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word, and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes, and governors, and especially thy servant Charles, our king, that under him we may be godly and quietly governed, and grant unto his whole council, and to all that are put in authority under him, that they may truly and impartially minister justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may, both by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people, give thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation, that with meek heart and due reverence, they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. Let me just take a moment to bring before God those people who we would especially commend to him this day. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbours, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy communion to thy comfort, and make a humble confession to Almighty God, meekly kneeling upon your knees. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed by thought, word, and deed against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us. The burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. For thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying, and worthy of all to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John saith. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Lift up your hearts, we lift them up unto the Lord. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is meet and right so to do. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, everlasting God. Therefore with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord most high. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We say together the prayer of humble access. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself, once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in his holy gospel command us to continue, a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who, in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread. And when he gave him thanks, he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as often as you shall drink it in remembrance of me." Amen. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed on them in thy heart by faith with thanksgiving.
Amen. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. As our Saviour Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee, for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us, who have duly received these holy mysteries, with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favour and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, which is the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we most humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen. So we come to the blessing. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be amongst you, your family, your friends, all those whom you love, be with you today and remain with you always. Amen.